routines. Routines can reduce cognitive friction and boost your productivity. But do you really want to do the same thing every day? This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I'm here to help you cut out the noise to focus. And you know, I think productivity is all about mind management, not time management. And routines are useful for managing your mind. On this episode, I'll tell you how having a weekly routine can help you boost productivity and be more creative without boring yourself to death. And heads up, Seth Godin will be on the show in a few weeks. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss it. I've heard about every Seth Godin interview there is, and he'll be sharing things I've never heard him share before.
So I'm like, wow, this guy's really cool. So I go into his office, and I open my laptop to start giving the presentation, and the guy's half bored, and I get to the fourth slide, and the laptop starts on fire. Smoke starts coming out of the Toshiba.
If you are listening to this before 5 p.m. Pacific time on Friday, May 5th, 2017, if it is before that time right now, pay very close attention. Stop whatever you're doing and go to gettingartdone.com. I'm writing a new book. It is called Getting Art Done, and you can preview it for free if you act fast. So if you ever have trouble bringing your work into the world, this is the book for you. It will give you actionable steps to break down fear and self-doubt and make your art real. Now, what do I mean by art? I don't mean necessarily paintings or novels. Yes, that stuff too, but any sort of thing, any sort of creative endeavor where you face self-doubt, where you face the resistance, and where you have to fight through that to actually bring your work into the world. It's very important stuff these days. I think art is the things that only humans can do. And as much as we worry about things being automated, jobs disappearing, this is a unique opportunity for us to make art, to self-actualize ourselves through our art. So go to gettingartdone.com and sign up for email updates. That's gettingartdone.com. Do it now before the timer on the website runs out so you can preview it for free. Thanks. And today, May 4th, is my birthday. Yes, for real, it is my birthday. So can you do me a favor and rate Love Your Work on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, but Apple asked us podcasters to start calling it Apple Podcasts. Go to cadavy.net/apple. Or if you are listening on Overcast, tap that little star icon on this episode. Thanks for making my birthday great. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium at cadavy.net/medium. Quit your daily routine, start your weekly routine. Routines are valuable productivity tools. They save mental energy by eliminating the need to prioritize and make decisions. When most people build a routine, they try to get themselves to do the same things every day over and over again. To me, this is a little bit like trying to teach a chihuahua to meditate. Instead, build a weekly routine. It's predictable enough to maximize your output, but flexible enough to accommodate your ebbs and flows of energy throughout the week. Most of us have different kinds of energy on a Monday than we do on a Friday. I am one of those annoying people who loves Mondays. I can hardly wait to start working, and Monday morning is when I have the most energy available for my best creative work. But by Friday, I've burned myself out a bit. I still love to work, but the same energy isn't there. I'm not fresh from the weekend. I'm instead looking forward to it. This is why I never have meetings on Monday, or Tuesdays for that matter. This is why my podcast comes out on Thursdays instead of the more ideal Tuesday. This is why if I get an email from my accountant on a Tuesday, I'll boomerang it so it comes back to my inbox on a Friday. And boomerang, by the way, you can find at cadavy.net/boomerang, really cool Gmail tool. I save Mondays and Tuesdays, especially the mornings, for my most important creative work. My more routine output, like podcast releases, are for midweek, and the administrative details, like reading emails from my accountant, are for Fridays. This way, I work like a perpetual productivity machine. I've organized my time to work with my rhythms and maximize my creative output without neglecting the other details that need to get done. A well-designed weekly routine kills procrastination. There is no 24-hour day. There is only now. If I don't use Monday morning for my best creative work, I will have missed my chance for the week. So I have to do it now. Time blocks like this are organized so that they feed into one another. I'm perfectly capable of responding to my accountant's emails on a Friday afternoon, but I have little hope of digging in for deep thinking. As I'm letting my brain rest on Friday afternoon and throughout the weekend, I'm building potential energy to do great work on Monday morning. The idea of organizing your week so that you're always doing the right thing during the right time of the right day, week after week, is a tall order. Instead, pick a 2-hour time block when you are the most fresh to do your best work and guard it like you're an 8-year-old with Halloween candy. From there, you'll start to see the value of doing the right work at the right time. You'll see the ebbs and flows of your week and settle into the routine that works for you. I hope you'll try crafting a weekly routine after hearing that article, and I hope it helps you be your best self. This philosophy is all about making the most of your energy. To learn more about that, check out behavioral scientist Dan Ariely on episode 51.
If you think that you have 2 hours of productive hours a day, and on each of those hours you can produce 2.5 times to 3 times more than on these hours after lunch, every minute you waste of those 2 hours is a waste.
And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a couple of ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show on iTunes. Just go to cadavy.net/iTunes and click on write a review and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. And do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to cadavy.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.